Good morning. It's January 10th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 19, verse 12. And it reads, He said, A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. Now, I know that we're starting this week sort of retreading what we discussed last week, but there's just more we want to look at in these verses. And as a side note, this is one of the beauties of Scripture. We will spend our lifetimes reading, learning, and never outgrowing God's revealed word to us. So last week we looked at this verse from the perspective of Christ's patience with us, how he patiently told and retold, you know, who he was and why he was here. Today, I just want to acknowledge and focus on the point that Jesus is the nobleman in this story. He has gone away to a distant kingdom, and he will return again. In John's gospel, Jesus speaks plainly about his distant kingdom, where he has gone. He says in John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. There are many great promises in Scripture, but are there any more hope-infusing than this promise? Christ our Lord has gone to the distant kingdom, but he went there to prepare it for us. And he is coming back again soon. And once it's ready to retrieve us, he'll take us to his kingdom. So if you're looking for hope today, let your hope be in this, that we will be where he is.
Amen. And Jesus is king now. His kingdom is now. It's at hand. Believers are citizens of his kingdom, born into his kingdom. And Jesus will return to bring us into his kingdom when we have our glorified bodies. It really is something to ponder on, how we are citizens of another country, and this world is not our real home. Our flesh loves the world, but our spirit longs for that kingdom where Christ is. But while here, we pray, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. And his will is going to be done in preparing us for the kingdom of God. Jesus will present us faultless before God's throne with exceeding joy. We read that in Jude chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Yeah, that's a great thought. And I think if we were really, I guess if we really believe that we were citizens of the kingdom of God, boy, I think our lives would look different. I think our impact would be different. And maybe that's the difference between those who have an immense impact in this world and those who don't. You know, I'm thinking of the Charles Spurgeon types that maybe they really saw themselves as a citizen of heaven. Right. Sent here or here to do a specific mission. So I pray we would all come to that realization. But our psalm of the day is Psalm 104, verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. But the mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.